Hello, this is Kathleen Lavelle, your roving reporter for the Society of Neurolinguistic Programming. And we're still down here in sunny Florida. And we have with us another trainer from around the world. Today we're with Elizabeth Butler. Hi, Elizabeth.
Hi, Kathleen.
And you are from?
Toronto, Canada.
Hey. And Elizabeth, tell us a little bit, how did you first find NLP?
Oh, actually, it's quite a funny story in that it was actually 1984, and I was in the middle of a crisis, what I viewed as a crisis, and somebody actually handed me a book called Frogs into Princess and said, here, this will change your life. And they went and made a pot of coffee, and two pages later came back, and I said, I think it did.
So NLP works that fast.
Definitely.
And what was the first training you took?
1993 in Toronto, and John Lavelle came up, and he did the PRAC, and Richard came up and did the Master PRAC.
Wow, that's really starting right at the top.
Mm-hmm.
And how long have you been a trainer of NLP?
I took my training in 1998 to become a trainer. I was certified then. Wow, yeah, that was a while back.
And now you have your own institute up there, which is?
NLP Possibilities with DHE.
Great. And I hear you also do something very special in the summer.
We have our very own NLP Kids Camp.
Wow.
And we run it for 4 days. And this year we're actually going to have an NLP Teen Camp.
Great.
Mm-hmm.
What is the age limit on the kids camp?
8 to 12.
Uh-huh. And then the teenage, is it going to do?
They'll go 13 to 17.
Oh, great. That's exciting.
Yeah, it is.
You must love doing the kids camp.
We adore doing the kids camp. We look forward to it. It's like a vacation for us.
Mm-hmm. And do you actually run like an NLP program in those 4 days?
Or? Mm-hmm. Anyone who's ever attended an NLP program will know that the trainers all have these amazing posters that are around the room, and we have the same posters up. We basically take them through all the same things in a very different way, because they're children.
And they must love it.
Oh, they do. They do. And we learn a lot from it. And that's probably the most important. It's what we learn from it, not so much what they learn from us.
And is that like in July or August? Or
August.
August.
Yeah. This year, I believe it's 17th to the 21st.
Oh, okay. And the trainings that you do the rest of the year with NLP Possibilities, what kind of seminars do you do?
We do NLP practitioner seminars and master practitioner seminars. We also have evening and one-day workshops. So we do NLP 101, which is a three-evening workshop. And we do NLP for more success.
Very good.
Mm-hmm.
Have you done work with companies as well in terms of going and doing some consulting?
We don't actually go into corporate. We have, however, worked with some of the social groups, nonprofit, not for profit. And so we've done some at-risk youth groups.
Mm.
And right now we're about to embark on our very first pilot project for women who are within the social service system and want to be moved into the workforce.
Wow. That's
so we're at the beginning of that pilot program.
That's wonderful. It's very rewarding as well.
Definitely.
Yeah, that's great. And if you had someone come up to you and say that they were interested in becoming an NLP trainer, maybe opening up an institute, what kind of advice would you give them?
Practice, practice, practice. The one thing I'm really pleased that I did was I had a private practice for 5 years before I actually became a trainer. And everyone who works with us at NLP Possibilities, who are becoming trainers, we insist on them having a private practice, because with that experience, they actually have something they can work with when they're teaching.
Right. And when you say private practice, you mean helping people mm-hmm. personal development or...
Yeah, we do NLP sessions. Mm-hmm. And so whether it's just personal development or somebody who has a phobia or just something that's going on in their life, goals, wishes, dreams, entrepreneurs mm-hmm. is also another large group we work with.
Great. And with all this experience that you have, you must have one situation or one student in particular, a funny story that's happened to you as an NLP trainer. Would that be?
We had this one student, and one of the things, he's just such a kind-hearted person, and he had decided to take the whole class out to Woodbine Racetrack. And he was going to teach them all about horses because he knows everything from the back to the front. And I missed it, so he took me out privately one day. and he said, would you like to go to the stables? And we went into the stables, and he was explaining to me what some of the other students were doing with the horses to improve their performance while they were in their stalls.
So NLP even works on horses.
Definitely, because they were winning.
Well, Elizabeth, we really appreciate you because, again, you're another one of the trainers that has continually come back to help us at these seminars in Orlando. And at the same time, you're so open to the new learnings and all the things that happens. You know that it's, even though you're a trainer, you're still a student.
Constantly.
Constantly. We all learn every time we come here. And we really appreciate all of your great work up in Canada and here in Orlando. Is there any particular line or phrase that Richard has said, either in a book or seminar or CD, that really sticks with you and kind of comes up time and time again?
I think it was the first thing I ever thought I heard Richard say. And what he said was, anything is possible. Mm-hmm. And from that's why our institute became named NLP Possibilities. Mm-hmm. Because every time I would go, I'd say, anything is possible. Let's just decide what we want.
Excellent. And I hear you have a brand new office space up there, too.
Ooh, yes.
That has been your dream unfolded.
Yes. There were things that I wanted, was the kids' camp and an office. But not just any office. A magical office. Mm-hmm. And therefore, that's what we've got. Private lounges, places to practice. Everything we ever wanted, including our own training rooms.
And skylights.
And skylights.
Elizabeth, thank you for taking this time to talk with us and share your experiences with those that are going to be listening. Again, we really appreciate you, and lots of luck with all the things in the future.
Thanks a lot, Kathleen.
This is Kathleen Laval, your roving reporter for the Society of Neurolinguistic Programming, and stay tuned for another trainer from around the world.